feeling is fearless. North Korea showed off a gigantic new intercontinental ballistic missile on Saturday. Analysts described it as the largest of its kind in the world. The ICBM was rolled through Kim Il-sung Square as ruler Kim Jong-un watched. This all unfolded during a military parade marking the 75th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. Footage from state broadcaster KCTV showed the event where thousands of troops not wearing masks marched despite the coronavirus threat. Pyongyang says there have been no COVID-19 cases in North Korea. Nuclear negotiations between Pyongyang and Washington have been deadlocked since the collapse of the Hanoi summit last year, and the North is believed to have continued developing its arsenal. It's already launched missiles which can reach anywhere in the continental U.S., but analysts suggest the new weapon could have multiple reentry capabilities, which would help it evade U.S. defense systems. Kim told parade watchers that his country needs its arsenal to deter a U.S. invasion. Women in the crowd wiped tears from their eyes as he spoke. Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season even started, with intensive care wards filling up again and bars shutting down. Making matters worse, authorities say, is a widespread case of COVID fatigue. Record high daily infections in several Eastern European countries and sharp rebounds in the hard-hit West have made it clear that Europe never really crushed the COVID-19 curve. Spain this weekend declared a state of emergency for Madrid amid increasing tensions between local and national authorities over virus containment measures. Germany offered up soldiers to help with contact tracing, and Italy mandated masks outside. This is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan are trading accusations of new attacks in breach of a ceasefire deal to end nearly 2 weeks of heavy fighting over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The two sides agreed to implement the ceasefire starting at noon on Saturday after 11 hours of talks in Moscow, but it took only minutes after the deadline for their forces to claim new attacks. An ethnic Armenian enclave of Azerbaijan, Karabakh broke from the country's control in a war in the 1990s that killed some 30,000 people. Its separatist government is strongly backed by Armenia, which, like Azerbaijan, gained independence with the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. More than 450 people are estimated dead from this latest conflict, and thousands have fled their homes. The ceasefire had been announced after talks between the two countries' top diplomats, mediated by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kyrgyzstan's parliament named a new prime minister Saturday, ending a power vacuum in the Central Asian nation, which has been gripped by unrest. And the country's security service said that it had rearrested the former president, whom supporters had freed from jail during post-election protests. The arrest came as the incumbent president reasserted control following unrest after a disputed parliamentary election, in which several prominent politicians were freed. The security service said the former president had been arrested on suspicion of organizing mass disorder, along with one of his bodyguards and another accomplice. This latest instability came after parliamentary elections on Sunday that monitors said had been marred by vote buying. The results were later annulled by electoral authorities, but this failed to stop the unrest. Kyrgyzstan is allied with Russia, but looks to next-door neighbor China for trade and investment. The country has seen two presidents overthrown by street protests since its independence from the Soviet Union. President Trump holds his first public event since testing positive for COVID-19 a little over a week ago. He plans to speak from a White House balcony Saturday about law and order. Hundreds of people are expected to attend. The address comes on the heels of a White House event in late September, after which the president and other White House officials tested positive for the coronavirus, as did some senators. The president plans to attend a rally in person in Florida on Monday. And a ruling by a U.S. federal judge means voters in the U.S. state of Texas will have multiple locations where they can drop off their absentee ballots for the November presidential election. For more detail on these and other stories making headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
News.